This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In medicine, some things never change. One is that some members of the healthcare team believe that they're entitled to payoffs or kickbacks in exchange for a favor. Pharmaceutical companies learned early through their own research that giving free samples and gifts to doctors, both large and small, changed doctors' prescribing behaviors and increased sales. It turns out that the more exposure a clinician has to a drug company, the more intimate their relationship is with a sales rep, and they're receiving gifts are each separately associated with higher prescribing volumes and lower prescribing quality. So not to be left undone, the medical device industry is now playing the same game. Medical device companies make synthetic hips, knee joints, cardiac devices, and the like. Doctors, particularly medical influencers who are opinion leaders in their field, are often paid thousands of dollars from device manufacturers in exchange for favors that help promote their device over the competition. A study in the journal Health Affairs has documented that now the medical device industry spends more on physicians than pharmaceutical companies. Estimates are that about 30% of doctors who use devices in their patient care received a payment from a device company. And when you look specifically at neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons, about 75% received a payment from a device company. And doctors who do more surgeries are targeted with more gifts. Sort of makes sense, right? Social scientists tell us that gifts from manufacturers need not be particularly large. Even small gifts create loyalty and an allegiance to a company and its product. For all of us, a gift creates a feeling of reciprocity. They did this really nice thing for me, so now I need to do something nice for them. But with drugs and devices, there is also the concept of self-interest. All people, not just doctors, act in ways that make us come out better. The problem is that research has shown that all of us, even doctors, are unable to remain objective when faced with gifts. It isn't that doctors are bad people, rather that self-interest affects our choices, often subconsciously. It is hard not to choose a device when you've just had an expensive dinner or were given a fee for giving your advice or offering an opinion. As drug companies have come under increasing scrutiny for providing gifts to doctors, drug companies have moved on to providing gifts and meals and tickets to mid-level health providers. Drug companies have also recently targeted nurses, as reported in a recent JAMA article. Drug companies have hundreds of nurse ambassadors who are sent out to assist doctors with getting patients to take hugely expensive medications like the drug Humira. In a complaint, the state of California alleged that drug companies have provided nurse ambassadors to patients who provide unbalanced information intended only to increase drug sales and drive up medical costs for all of us. So, it is finally time to create transparency and specific laws that halt these conflicts of interest. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.